Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to today's teaching, Freedom from Sexual Sin.
欢迎大家今天来收看好消息电视台这个系列，是讲到脱离性犯罪的辖制。
We want to speak to you today about a topic which affects so many people.
我们今天要谈的是这个部分对很多人产生影响。
We're going to start with a scripture.
那首先我们要来看一节经文。
And we're going to talk about a man who had a problem.
然后要谈看到的一个人，他在这个部分有影响，
受影响 unclean spirits.
就是他受到这个污鬼的影响。
So we read in Luke chapter 4, verse 33.
一起打开路加福音四章三十三节。
Now in the synagogue was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon.
这是在会堂里面有一个人，他被污鬼的精气附着。
And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Leave us alone."
大声喊叫的说，你不要来管我们。
What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?
拿撒勒的耶稣啊，我们与你有什么相干？
Did you come to destroy us?
你是要来灭我们吗？
I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him on the midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him.
耶稣就责备这个污鬼说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间，就出了来，却也没有害他。
Jesus regularly ministered in the synagogues.
耶稣他常常在会堂里面来服侍人。
Synagogues were a place where believers gathered to worship God and hear the word of God.
这个会堂所预表的呢，就是一群的信徒在聚集在一起来敬拜神。
It couldn't be in the synagogue unless you were a believer.
所以你如果不是相信神的人，就不能进会堂。
So this is a believer who has an unusual problem.
那这一个信徒呢，他本身有一个很不寻常的罪。
He is tormented by an unclean spirit.
就是他被一个污鬼不断的折磨搅扰。
In other words, he was in bondage to sexual sin in his personal life.
那这个地方也讲到的就是他在个人的生活当中的不断的被这个罪的性的部分受影响。
It's almost like he's double-minded.
那可以讲到说，这个人是这个心怀二意的人。
It's a part of him loves God and wants to worship God and walk with God.
这个心怀二意指的是他有一个部分想要爱神、敬拜神。
But there's another part of his life where there's a secret sin.
但是在他生命里头有另外一个部分是有隐藏的罪。
There's secret failure taking place in his life.
在他的生命里头有一些隐藏的失败。
He has a problem with tormenting unclean spirits.
那这个生命里头有这样的一个污鬼是在折磨他的。
They're constantly tormenting him.
持续不断地折磨他。
And he has cycles of falling into sexual sin over and over again.
然后让他呢不断地就是在这个性的部分一直循环的犯罪。
Spirits of lust and perversion were constantly tormenting him.
有这样的一种就是对性的部分有这样的一种欲念，还有这种不洁净的罪不断地在折磨他。
He would have memories and flashbacks regularly.Of previous sexual experiences.
那这种人呢，他总是好像不断的呢，就会不断的去回想他在这个性的部分的一些的行为。
Whenever he met woman, he would have fantasies of future sexual experiences.
那甚至只要他看到一些妇人呢，他就开始会对他们产生一些幻想，跟他们发生性行为。
He would have driving feelings and urges inside to sin sexually.
那或者是在他的里面总是有这样的一种欲望，很强烈的渴望，让他要在性的部分要犯罪或者产生性行为。
So this man was in bondage in a part of his life.
所以这个人呢，在他的生命这个部分是受到辖制。
It didn't mean he didn't love God.
这个不代表说他不爱神。
But it meant was he was failing in a part of his life.
那所指的是说他在生命的某一个部分是不断的在犯罪。
A demonic spirit or spirits had entered his life.
那有这样的一个邪灵进入他生命里。
And now he had this constant cycle of sin.
那以至于他在这一个部分呢，就不断的一直循环犯罪。
And with it was a great deal of shame.
那也带来的产生的就是很大的一种羞愧。
And perhaps a great deal of fear he'd be discovered.
那也甚至就是产生很大的惧怕，因为他怕被人发现。
Notice what the evil spirits cried out.
那我们看到这个邪灵，他污鬼发出的喊声。
Leave us alone.
他说你不要来管我们。
Evil spirits don't want you to talk about them.
魔鬼他这个邪灵他不希望我们谈论这些罪。
They don't want to be brought to the light.
他们也不想被显露出。
They thrive in the darkness.
他们总是想要想尽办法躲起来。
They would rather we pretend they didn't exist.
他们宁可我们人呢，好像当作他们没有存在一样。
They would rather we didn't talk about evil spirits.
也希望我们不要去谈这些罪。
And this is very true of sexual sin.
那尤其是在这个性方面的罪也是。
People tend to keep it very concealed.
只要有人犯这种罪呢，他们就希望把它隐藏住。
And very hidden.
然后给他掩盖住。
Because of shame and fear and guilt concerning it.
那是因为他们知道，如果显露出来，会带来羞愧，还有内疚感。
The Bible tells us sexual sin affects us more deeply than any other sin.
那圣经也特别讲到说，这种性方面的这种犯罪呢，它会对人产生更深的影响。
I want you to look at me with the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们特别来看这个哥林多前书第一章。
In the story we read,
chapter 6,
yeah, yeah,
在第六章
we notice in the story in Luke 4,
我们刚刚看到在这个路加福音第四章
that Jesus did not condemn the man.
这个耶稣他没有来责怪这个人
Jesus did not expose his secret failures.
也没有来特别的去显露他隐藏中犯的罪
Jesus confronted the evil spirits.
耶稣他乃是直接的来面对这个邪灵
and forced them to leave his life.
然后命令这邪灵离开他
Immediately the man became free from that pressure.
然后这个人马上就从这样的一个辖制得释放
As we've seen in a previous study.
那如果我们在前面的课程来看的话
Spirits work in us.
就是邪灵会在我们里面有工作。
They energize sin.
他也会给我们这样的这种好像活力，让我们想去犯罪。
Cling on to us.
那这个邪灵会附在我们身上。
Evil spirits pressure us.
他会压迫我们。
He was still responsible for his personal life.
那当然，这个人要为对他个人的生命负责。
He's still responsible for his sinful thoughts and actions.
他这个人也要必须对他这种产生的邪念要负责。
But he was under the bondage of a demonic spirit.
可是最主要的是，他是受到邪灵的辖制。
And once he was delivered of the evil spirit,
那一旦这个他从邪灵底下得释放
，he was able to manage that part of his life.
他就有办法来管理他自己生命那一个部分。
And to walk in wholeness and purity.
然后让他自己完全走在这样的一个完全还有圣洁底下。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
那我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
We read from verse 16.
从十六节开始。
Do you not know that one who's joined to a prostitute is one flesh with her, for two shall become one flesh?
岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？因为主说两人要成为一体。
He who's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。
Therefore, flee sexual sin.
所以你们要逃避淫行。
Every sin a man does is outside his body, but he who commits sexual sin sins against his own body or into his own body.
人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
Do you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you were not your own?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
You were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belong to God.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
So Paul highlights the importance of keeping ourselves clean.
所以保罗他特别强调，我们要保持我们的身子是圣洁的。
In 1 Thessalonians 4, he said, "It's the will of God." That you avoid or flee sexual sin.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书也讲到说，你们一定要保守自己，不犯任何的淫行。
As we look through this passage,
所以当我们来看刚刚这一段
I want to help you to understand some of the impact of sexual sin.
想要帮助大家能够去看到这个性上面的犯罪对我们的一些影响
Because it tells us in this verse,
因为在这一段经文讲到
that sexual sin is different to every other kind.
这个淫行呢，跟其他的罪它有一些不同。
It's not that we're going saying one sin is worse than another.
这个当然不是讲说一个罪比大过另外一些罪。
But rather, sexual sin has a different impact on you than any other sin.
而是讲到说淫行的罪呢，它对我们产生的影响力会跟其他罪行不一样。
He says to flee sexual sin.
他说你要逃避淫行。
In other words, don't hang around the temptation, but run away from the temptation.
换句话说呢，你不要靠近这些跟这种诱惑，不要太靠近这些诱惑，你应该逃避他们。
Because every sin that you commit,
因为你所犯的其他的罪
is outside your body,
都是在身子外面犯的。
But whoever commits sexual sin,
可是只要是犯了淫行
sins into or against himself.
那这样的这个罪呢，会整个进入一个人的里面。
So we need to understand as we look in this passage.
所以我们要来看这些经文的时候。
Firstly, God's design for us.
首先要来看神对我们的创造。
Paul quotes it when he says, "These two shall become one flesh." In verse 16.
这个是在十六节，保罗他就先想说，二人要成为一体。
He's quoting from Genesis chapter 2.
这个当然是从创世纪第二章来的。
When God designed man and woman.
当神他起初创造男人女人
，He designed us for sexual intimacy，
就是要让两人呢能够有这个产生这个很亲密的行为。
He designed us with the capacity to enjoy sexual intimacy。
他创造男人女人一开始就是让他们有这种 本身他们是能够去享受在性方面的亲密行为。
The Bible says God has made us in His own image and likeness.
那圣经又讲到说，神是照他的形象样式造了我们。
So we are a spirit being.
所以我们是有灵的活人。
With a soul.
有魂。
And we live within a body.
住在一个身体里。
And we can express our spirit life through our body.
那透过我们的身体，能够展现出、表现出我们的属灵的生命。
So we're designed to live in relationship with God.
所以我们受造是要能够跟神有关系。
And for His life to flow through.
然后让神的生命透过我们彰显出来。
So every person is designed with a need for intimacy.
所以每一个人受造的时候呢，他本身里头就有一种需求，是想要有亲密关系。
Intimacy means, you know me and I know you.
这种所谓的亲密指的是说，你非常的了解我，我也了解你。
It's a knowing deep from the heart.
是从内心的深处里头的一种认识和了解。
It's a deep sense of connection.
是一种很深刻的一种连结。
So God designed man.
所以当神创造人。
Firstly, to be intimate in worship with Him.
首先第一个是要能够跟神有很亲密的关系，而且敬拜神。
And secondly, to be intimate with a woman.
那第二个就是要男人跟女人之间有亲密的关系。
And this relationship of intimacy.
那在这样的一种亲密关系。
Natural intimacy between a man and a woman, husband and wife.
那也是自然里头就是丈夫跟妻子之间的亲密关系。
God's desire is it reflects.The relationship between Christ and His church.
那神他的这样的一种设计是要透过男女之间、丈夫和妻子之间亲密，展现出基督与教会的关系。
So God has given us an ability to be intimate with another human being.
所以神他创造我们，就是有能力能够跟另外一个人产生亲密关系。
And an ability to express it physically, sexually.
那而且这是透过性的部分能够展现出来的。
He's given us an ability to become bonded with another person.
那他也让我们有这样的一个能力，跟人有能够连接起来，相结合。
The first thing God says.
所以神首先说的是。
You notice He says that if you become involved sexually with someone, you become joined to them or one with them.
他这边就很清楚讲到说，当你跟一个娼妓，其实指的就是在性的部分跟一个人发生关系，你就跟他成为一体。
So in every other form of sin.
所以我们其他的一种犯罪，其他的罪。
Perhaps the exception of idolatry and spiritism.
比方说我们之前讲到的这个拜偶像或行邪术。
It's just outside you.
这些都是在外面做的事情。
But with sexual sin.
可是这种淫行呢。
God has set a law in place.
那这个神他起初所创造的。
Where you become bonded to the person you're sexually intimate with.
他就讲到说，当你跟另外一个发生淫行，你就跟他整个是连接起来。
That's called a soul tie.
那这个就是我们称为的魂结。
Two bodies join sexually, physically.
当两个人的肉体结合在一起。
But there is a bonding forms in the soul and the emotions and the mind.
其实那种的结合是在魂的部分、情感的部分，也有另外一种的连接。
We're designed to connect with one another.
那神本来造我们就是能够跟另外一个人去结合。
And for the life of God in one spirit to flow and bless the other person.
那神他本来是要让我们透过这样的结合，让他的祝福能够临到另外一个人。
So if you bond with a person,
所以当我们跟另外一个人联合起来
，and then that relationship is broken up,
那最后呢，这样的关系又被破坏
，damage will occur,
那就会产生很多的毁损。
When two people come together like that,
当两个人是用那样的方式结合
，one imparts into the other,
那这一个人就会向另外一个人 好像分赐出去一些东西。
And so sexual sin has an unusual impact.
所以淫行它就会产生这种不寻常的影响
Unlike any other sin.
跟其他的罪会不一样
So God designed us to have covenant or form a covenant relationship with one another
那神他造我们的时候本来也就是让我们有力量可以跟另外一个人产生一些的盟约的关系
Before engaging in sexual intimacy
那比方说呢是这个在这种好像在性的部分产生亲密行为
The covenant of marriage is a covenant of commitment to love and value and invest and protect the other person.
那尤其我们讲到婚姻，婚姻就是一种盟约，是透过这样的盟约，我们不只是肉体，也在其他的部分，我们都说我们愿意来有这个有福同享。
And this reflects what God is like.
那这个部分才能够去彰显出神的形象。
God has no casual relationships with people.
神他不会随意的任意的跟人有关系。
God is a covenant-keeping God.
神他本身是一个守约的神。
So His relationship is based on a covenant commitment to us.
所以他跟我们人之间的关系是先从立约开始。
It's not just a casual, I'll have a little bit of time with you and then that's it.
而不是一个随意的任意的说、哦、我只要现在来靠近你然后下一次我就离开你。
Our relationship with God is a covenant.
我们跟神的关系是一种盟约的关系。
So when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior,
所以当我们接受耶稣基督成我们的救主
，the Spirit of God becomes joined to our spirit in a covenant relationship.
神的灵就跟我们的灵完全联合起来，然后跟我们立约。
He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord.
那我们呢就跟神的灵就完全能够结合在一起。
That means wherever you go when you're a believer.
这指的就是不管你在走到哪里去
，the presence of God is with you.
神的同在就跟你在一起。
And that should affect the kinds of things you look at and connect with and mix with.
那这个也会应该要来影响你所看的一切或者你所生活的环境。
So sexual sin is not like any other sin.
所以才会说淫行和其他的罪不一样。
It has a capacity to damage us like no other.
它有办法能够来影响我们破坏我们是其他的罪所没有办法破坏的。
When we read through the Bible,
当我们来看整个圣经
we find many times as an example in the Bible,
我们看到圣经里头举了很多例子
when God's enemies defeated the people of God by engaging them in sexual sin.
就是讲到说呢当这个神的百姓他犯了淫行之后呢这个淫行所对他们带来的破坏
For example,
比方说
in Numbers 25,
在这个民数记第二十五章
，The Moabites couldn't conquer Israel.
讲到摩押人没有办法胜过以色列人
，So they sent the idol-worshipping women to go sleep with the leaders.
那他们摩押人就很聪明，他们就派了这个他们的一些这个女人来去影响诱惑神的百姓。
Many problems into Israel.
那这个就在以色列百姓造成很严重的问题。
You think about King David.
或者我们看到大卫
，King David committed adultery with a woman.
我们知道大卫犯了淫行
，and it brought tremendous problems into his life and then also into his family.
对他自己还有他的家人产生了非常大的影响。
Think of Samson.
还有参孙
，anointed with a call of God.
他是充满神的恩膏还有神的呼召。
But he never dealt with in his own life his lust for women.
但是他从来没有对付他自己对女人的那种淫念。
The Bible tells us he came to love a woman by the name of Delilah.
那我们知道圣经讲说他后来爱上了一个叫这个底利拉这个女人。
Her name means to empty out or to wither up or to dry, bring to nothing.
这个名字，这个女人的名字，原文的意思是代表说能够让一个生命完全枯干枯竭。
And what he didn't realize is he was involved intimately with her.
那参孙他所没有发现的是，当他跟这个女人发生淫行
，his enemies were waiting to bring him into bondage.
最后是因为他的这就让他自己陷入这个仇敌的这个陷阱里。
These are graphic pictures in the Bible.
所以这些都是圣经很具体的讲到的。
The power of sexual sin.
讲到这个淫行它所带来的影响。
To deeply impact our life.
能够很深远的来影响我们的生命。
Recently, scientists have discovered.
那最近的一些科学家发现
，as they've done studies of the brain.
他们是对我们人的大脑
But the part of our brain involved in the worship of God.
那我们大脑有一个部分是这个创受这个受造要来敬拜神。
Is also the part of our brain involved in sexual intimacy.
那我们大脑里头有一个部分呢，这个受造就是要来在性的部分产生亲密行为。
So anything that grasps or contaminates or pollutes that part of our mind.
所以只要有任何一个东西来去污秽了、沾染了我们的那一个部分的大脑
，will have impact in our ability to be intimate with God.
最后，它会直接就来影响到我们跟神有产生亲密的行为，产生亲密的关系。
What it says in verse 18.
那我们来回到刚刚的经文看十八节。
Flee sexual sin.
所以你们要逃避淫行。
Run away from it.
你要远远的躲开。
Don't mess with it.
绝对不要去在它的附近去打转。
Don't put yourself in a place where the temptation will come.
也不要让自己去靠近任何有这样的一种诱惑。
Because once you start getting involved in sexual sin,
你只要开始在这个部分淫行产生的淫那个行为
，massively，
那你最后就会很这个深受影响。
You make foolish mistakes.
你也会做出很多很愚蠢的这种这个错误。
I want to share with you the impact of sexual sin on people's lives.
那我们接下来看这个淫行对人产生的一些的影响。
So we can learn from this the impact of our past sins on us.
那才能够去看到这些对我们产生的这些的影响。
And open our lives to the Lord to bring healing.
才能够让主进入到我们生命来医治我们。
It's God's will that you be holy.
因为神他对你的这个计划是要你圣洁。
It's God's will that you honor Him in the way you use your body.
神的旨意是要你能够完全的来掌控你自己的身体。
Notice what it says in verse 19.
在第十九节。
Do you not know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿。
So first of all, he tells you, your body is a temple.
所以第一个他就讲到你的身体是圣灵的殿。
The Holy Spirit lives within you.
圣灵就住在里面。
Everywhere you go, he goes.
不管你走到哪里，他都与你同在。
Everything you see, he sees with you.
你不管看到什么，圣灵也会看到。
Everything you hear, he hears with you.
你不管听到什么，圣灵也会听见。
Don't bring him to places or to experiences that will grieve him.
所以不要把这个圣灵带到或去接触到任何的东西是会让他忧伤的。
He says you're not your own, you were bought with a price.
而且讲到说呢，你们是重价买来的，这个身子不是你这个。身体不是属于你自己的。
Honor God in your body.
所以你要用你的身体来荣耀神。
In other words, keep yourself from sexual sin.
换句话说，不要让自己去犯淫行。
So why is this so such a dangerous sin? Why does this impact us so deeply?
那为什么保罗要特别去讲到这个？为什么他会对我们有这么大的影响
？Let's have a look at the number of ways that sexual sin can impact people.
那我们来看到影响这个淫行对人他会产生什么样的影响
？The first is spiritually.
第一个是在属灵方面
，spiritually，
属灵方面
，spiritual damage and defilement，
属灵的这种破坏，然后还有这样的一种产生的玷污。
So number one, your relationship with God is damaged by sexual sin.
第一个，透过淫行呢，就会影响到我们跟神的关系。
So when you are joined to the Lord,
当我们跟主连结
，and you become involved in sexual sin.
那但是同时之间，我们又犯了淫行。
You grieve the Holy Spirit, who's your friend.
那我们就会来让圣灵忧伤。
You grieve the one who's been given to be your friend everywhere in life.
那你就让这一个本来是神赏赐给我们做我们朋友的这个圣灵忧伤。
The Bible says, "Don't grieve the Holy Spirit."
这个圣经也吩咐我们不要叫圣灵忧伤。
Don't cause him grief and sadness.
不要让他忧伤，不要让他悲伤。
And the context of that in Ephesians 4:30.
那个是在这个以弗所书四章三十节说的。
Is the way we treat people.
就是讲到呢，我们对待人的方式。
And in dealing with the issue of sexual purity.
而且也讲到在性的部分要保持一个圣洁。
You have the Holy Spirit inside you.
我们一定要知道圣灵住在我们里面。
To empower you to live a powerful life.
是要给我们能力，让我们活出一个有能力的生命。
But if you're involved in sexual sin.
可是我们如果犯了淫行。
Then you cause immense grief to him.
你就等于让这个圣灵忧伤。
And there's a sense of guilt comes into your conscience.
那后面呢也会带来的是一种罪疚感。
An awareness that something's not right.
然后知道我们有哪个部分不对。
That creates huge obstacles in worship and being intimate with God.
那这个也会产生呢，当我们在敬拜神的时候，会造成一个很大的拦阻。
So if our desire is to be intimate with God.
可是我们里面有一个很深的渴望要靠近神。
To be in love with Him and passionate for Him.
想要让我们能够很热切的来爱神。
And to experience Him,
而且要来经历神。
You don't want anything in your life.
你不希望有任何东西。
That cause you to feel ashamed or guilty or unable to access His presence.
让你产生这样的恐惧或者是罪疚感、羞愧感，让你没有办法进入神的这个里面。
So sexual sin seems to affect you differently to other sins.
那淫行特别好像对跟其他的罪相比呢，会在这个部分影响我们。
You feel aware something's not right.
你会很特别的。警觉到自己有某个部分不对劲
，and feel unable to come into the presence of God，
而且感受到自己没有办法进入神的同在。
So sexual sin forms an immense barrier。
所以这个淫行呢，会让我们产生一种阻碍。
Because of the feeling of guilt and shame，
那是因为这个罪疚还有这羞愧。
In being able to enjoy intimacy with God，
就让我们没有办法享受与神的亲密。
So the tendency is then is to become quite religious。
那最后产生的就是让我们变成是一种好像是这种很假敬虔的东西，这种宗教的行为就是变成好像只有行为上敬拜神。
No、vibrant connection with him.
可是没有真正的有跟神有这种好像很活泼的关系。
The second way that we're affected spiritually.
那这个属灵方面的第二个受影响的部分
is demonic soul ties or ungodly soul ties are formed.
那就是说在不敬虔的部分或邪灵的部分产生混结。
In Genesis 2:24 it says, A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh.
在创世纪第二章，神有讲到说，这个男人要离开父母，要与女人要合而为一。
So to cleave together means literally be joined.
那所谓的就是说要跟女人结合，就讲到他们要在一起。
So God has set a law in place, a law of oneness.
那这个圣经讲到说要有这样的一个合为一。
In order to aid intimacy.
要他是为了要能够产生亲密感。
When we're sexually connected,
所以当我们是在性的部分连接
or have sexual experience together,
或者是讲到有产生性行为
there's an attachment or a bonding form.
在这里面有一种结合发生。
And so that law operates whenever people open their hearts up to one another and when they become sexually involved with one another.
所以当每一次呢这个人两个人之间产生有这样的一种性行为他们就是一种结合。
So that bonding can be a great source of blessing.
那这样的这种产生的结合就很可能会阻碍了神的祝福领导。
Bonding of husband and wife.
那如果是丈夫和结合的结合
bonding
丈夫和妻子的结合。
Bonding of parents to the children.
那或者是这个父母跟孩子之间的结合
，the bonding of members in the church，
或者是这会众之间他们这样的一种联合。
But the bonding can also be demonic。
但是错误的话就是跟邪灵之间的联合。
So if you've been involved sexually with someone else，
所以如果我们是在性的部分跟别人产生联合
，even if the relationship is broken up，
那即便他们之后后来分开了
，you remain bonded to that person。
但是你其实还是跟那个人有某个部分联合。
It's an ungodly tie.
那是一个不敬虔的。
And demons have access to your soul.
那魔鬼就可以进入你的魂。
To remind you of the experiences.
不断的让你回想起来。
And to create torment in your life.
然后最后对你产生一种折磨。
Shortly we'll come back.
待会我们回来。
And we'll share further ways in which sexual sin affects us.
会来继续的探讨它对我们的影响。
And how we can be free of it.
以及谈到怎么样得自由。
Back to Good TV, and welcome back to our teaching today on freedom from sexual sin.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们这一次我们现在要探讨的就是怎么样脱离淫行。
Let's read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 through to verse 7.
一起来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章三节到七节。
This is the will of God, your holiness or sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual sin.
神的旨意就是要你们圣洁，成为圣洁。这个也是讲分别为圣，然后远避淫行。
That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, and not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who don't know God.
你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother or sister in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of such.And we've warned you and testified.
不要一个人在这世上越分欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事，主必报应。正如我预先对你们说过，又切切嘱咐你们的。
For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has given us His Holy Spirit.
神造我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。
So we've been examining the impact of sexual sin.
所以我们刚刚谈到就是这个淫行呢，它对我们的影响。
The Bible says it's not like any other sin. It has an impact on us different to any other sin.
圣经特别指出犯淫行之类的罪呢，和其他的罪所产生的影响不一样。
So we looked at the spiritual effects.
所以我们先前谈到它在属灵部分的影响。
Firstly, our relationship with God is affected.
It's damaged. 第一个就是会破坏我们和神的关系。
One, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
第一，然后是我们让圣灵忧伤。
Two, our conscience is affected. We become feeling guilty and unable to access a holy God.
那因为我们的良知也受影响，以至于我们没有办法跟这位圣洁的神产生正确的关系。
Secondly, demonic or ungodly soul ties are formed between the people who've had sexual relationship.
那第二个呢，在属灵部分的影响，就是因为当我们跟一个人有一个错误的这种淫行，性行为的话，也会
these attachments or bondings.Give room to evil spirits to continually torment with memories and stirrings of passion.
我们会在这邪灵的部分产生一些的魂结，以至于呢，这个邪灵它会不断的来折磨我们，影响我们。
But there's a third aspect as well of the spiritual defilement.
那还有在这个属灵部分呢，产生了另外一种的这个破坏。
Because of the bonding, the two become one.
那因为透过两个人连结产生的这种联合。
Because of that law of oneness.
那是因为二人合为一体这样的一个律这种定律。
Legally, spirits that have been attached to the other person have the right to access your life.
以至于呢，你的这个对象，他在他身上，他里面的所有这些的邪灵，也有了这个合法的权利进来。
I prayed for a woman who was being tormented by spirits.
那我曾经为一个这个深受这个邪灵搅扰的一个影响的一个妇人祷告。
It was very clear these spirits were of an occult nature.
那很明显的看出来是这个。他这个影响他的邪灵是跟邪术有关。
Because she was having paranormal experiences in the house.
因为他在他家里头产生很多这种不寻常的这种现象。
When I asked her, "Have you been involved in the occult yourself?" she said no.
那当我问他说你自己本身有没有参与过这些行邪术的东西，他说没有。
I was puzzled for a moment, and then I asked this question.
那我本来刚开始有点奇怪，后来我就马上问他一个问题。
Have you slept with someone who's been involved with the occult spirits?
我说你有没有曾经跟这样子就是行过邪术的男人发生过性行为
？And she said, "Yes, my last boyfriend."
他说有的，我跟我之前的男友。
So because two become one,
那因为两个人合为一体
the spirits affecting his life were now able to enter hers.
那影响那个男人的这个邪灵就进入他这个女人的生命
And there are many examples of this.
那当然还有很多其他的例子
We mentioned before in Numbers 25.
我们之前讲到这个民数记的25章
The Moabite woman slept with the Hebrew leaders, and they were defiled.
就是这个摩押的女人呢，跟以色列的百姓的领袖这个一起同床，就让他们整个受了沾染。
It's interesting that in the Old Testament,
在旧约里头看到的是
，right through into the Roman times,
一直到了这个罗马帝国时代
，that temple worship was also accompanied by sexual relationships with temple prostitutes, male and female.
就是呢，整个本来是以色列的圣殿啊，这个是要属神的。可是，一直到了罗马帝国时代，发现又在圣殿里头有很多的妓女。
So all through the Bible.
所以，整个在圣经里头
，the land was polluted when there was idolatry.
就是因为呢，他们开始有拜偶像，所以土地受污染。
Because they had temple prostitutes, both male and female.
那同样的，也在圣殿里头发生了很多的淫行。
And those coming to worship their false gods and idols.
那还有人呢，他们开始就是敬拜了这个虚假的这个偶像。
Would have sexual relationships with the temple prostitutes.
甚至百姓也跟圣殿里头的妓女发生关系。
Homosexual relationships and also heterosexual relationships.
那里面不管是有同性恋也好，或者是娈童的这一切各式各样的淫行。
So there's this mixing of the worship of a false god with sexual sin.
所以这里面就发现很多跟拜偶像、拜虚假偶像的，还有淫行之间，全部都交错在一起。
These things still take place today.
那这些东西到今天还在继续发生。
In occult groups and some places in idolatry.
那特别是在行邪术的，还有在拜偶像的这些的地方都会发生。
It shows you how the devil has perverted God's intention.
所以你可以看到邪灵是怎样扭曲了这个神原本的旨意。
That a man and woman come together with a covenant of marriage.
尤其是当就是神起初的旨意是要男人和女人透过婚姻结合。
Sexual sin also damages the souls.
那这个淫行呢，也会影响一个人的魂。
In Proverbs 7:26,
在这个箴言的第20章26节讲到
，talking about sexual sin，
他讲到这种淫行。
It says she has cast down many wounded who were slain by her with strong men.
那就讲到说呢，一个人呢，他要斥责这样的命令这样的一种在这个。女人妓女身上所有这一切的罪恶。
So the Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, chapter 7.
那在这个箴言的第五章还有第七章都讲到。
Tells us that sexual sin causes wounding in the soul.
讲到说这个淫行会如何的影响一个人的魂。
Proverbs 5 says it tastes sweet at the beginning, but its end is bitter.
特别箴言书第五章一开始讲到说，刚开始起初尝的时候是甜美的，可是后面却是苦的。
How does it wound the soul?
那是怎么样的来破坏一个来伤害一个魂呢
？Well, in several ways.
它透过不同方式。
The first way.
第一个方式。
Defiling pictures or memories.
它会污秽了、沾染了一个人的这样的一种好像他的记忆力。
Your soul is deeply impacted by emotional experiences.
你的魂会特别在这情绪、情感的部分深受影响。
And so there are memories powerfully built into the mind because of sexual experiences.
那尤其是在他的意念思想当中呢，有这样的一种这种记忆，会非常的深刻留在他的里面。
The mind is affected by those pictures and images.
那整个心思意念就受过那些的记忆或图片出现的图片不断的影响。
They remain in the mind.
他们会留在这样的记忆，会留在他的心思里头。
Demonic spirits can stir those images up, so they constantly keep repeating.
那就让这个邪灵，他就不断的让这些人，他会想起那些图片出来，记忆。
The second are painful emotions.
那第二个呢，就是在情绪方面、情感上面很痛苦。
God designed us to come together.
神他造我们是要跟另外。跟人
of marriage.
是透过婚姻跟异性成为一体。
So when there's no covenant, it's just a casual relationship.
那如果没有这样的盟约关系，只是随意发生的性行为。
When there's a breakup takes place.
那一旦两个人分开之后。
There's grief.
里面会带来忧伤。
Feelings of rejection.
还有拒绝。
Feelings of abandonment.
还有觉得被遗弃。
Feelings of anger.
还有愤怒。
And a certain amount of fear of being hurt again in the next relationship.
还有在产生某种程度的一种恐惧。就害怕说下一次的关系呢又会 被拒绝被伤害
Often people feel a deep sense of shame
那往往呢这样的人他也会感受到很深的羞愧
Particularly women can feel shame
尤其是女人 会感受到羞愧
Because they've given themselves over expecting the man to love them and then he just used them, abandoned them
因为当这个女人她把她自己好像交给另外一个男人她本来是期待要得到保护可是最后取代的是一种羞愧和拒绝
And thirdly, there's a confusion
那第三个产生的是这种困惑。
When people have had many different sexual relationships,
如果一个人他常常发生性行为
，part of their soul joined here, another part here, another part there,
就等于好像他这个魂呢跟不同的人产生关系。
They can feel their soul scattered.
他们会感受到他们的整个魂好像是被是整个被分裂的。
And find it very difficult to join to just one person.
然后他最后也会很难的去跟一个人来固定有关系。
They can still feel even attached to a previous partner.
而且甚至还会常常觉得跟之前的这一个人呢，好像还是有某种依附。
And there's a lack of deep intimacy in that marriage.
那就会在他后面的婚姻，很难有这种很深的这样的一个亲密的关系。
In Proverbs 6 and verse 33, talking about adultery, it says, "A wound and dishonor will he get, and it can't be wiped away easily."
那在这个箴言的6章33节也讲到说，在这种淫行所产生的伤害，就会对一个人产生一种分裂的影响。
So we see spiritual problems, emotional problems.
所以我们刚刚看到了有属灵的这个问题，还有在情感方面的问题。
And there's also the area of destructive reactions.
那还有在我们整个的一种反应上面，也会带来很破坏性。
When people are hurt.
一个人受伤
，because they've been exploited sexually，
特别是在淫行方面的伤害
，led on to believe this was a serious relationship， and then after they've been sexually used， they're abandoned。
那往往就会对这个人呢，在关系上面产生很破坏性的影响，以至于他们在其他的这个性行为也会不断的被破坏。
They can form deep bitter judgments。
那他们也会对会对自己或别人产生很严重的一种的这种评断。
Judgments against men, judgments against women。
比方说，对男人或对女人很严厉的这种判断
，They can make inner vows,
或者对自己有内在誓言
，I'll never let any man get near me. I'll never let any woman do that again.
就讲说我绝对不会再让任何一个异性伤害我。
And sometimes people feel so hurt.
那有的人他受伤非常深
，They make a death wish. I just wish I was dead. I feel so bad.
他们甚至会产生一种这种死亡的这种希望自己死亡的这种誓言。
And the spirit of death cloaks their emotions.
那这种死亡的灵就会进入到靠近他们的情感部分。
And they find themselves unusually numbed and unable to become affectionate and intimate.
那这样的人呢，就会发现他们在情感的部分好像变得很麻痹、麻木，他们很难对任何的事情再产生热情。
You often don't hear people talking about this.
那一般我们很少听到在教会愿意谈这些东西。
But the Bible is very clear.
可是圣经是讲得很清楚
Flee sexual sin,
所以你要逃避淫行
It's God's desire you keep yourself clean,
因为神他是要我们保守自己的身子圣洁
So you can enjoy intimacy with him,
我们才能跟和神有这个亲密关系
And when you're married, enjoy intimacy with your spouse,
然后结婚之后呢才能跟我们的配偶有亲密关系
And God wants us to learn how to keep ourselves,
神也要叫我们学习怎么样保守自己的身体
So there are a whole range of sin areas the Bible talks about,
所以在这个圣经里谈到这个部分有很多的这样的罪行
God warns us that engaging in these sins
那神也特别的警告我们绝对要远离这样的罪行
will create havoc in our life
因为它会对我们的生命产生很大的影响
Maybe you've been involved in some of these areas
也许你在过去或者是现在有这方面的这样的一个行为
For some of these sins in the Old Testament
在旧约里头谈到这一类的罪
They were considered so serious there was a death penalty attached to them
而且是谈到就很严厉的谈到这一些的罪行，而且甚至会带来死亡。
So a person who commits, say, the sin of incest.
所以当一个人呢，他犯了这种乱伦的罪
，or homosexuality，
或者是淫行
，there was a death penalty.
他一定会有死亡的这样的一个这种惩罚惩罪。
Now the fact that this is not carried out.
那之所以今天我们没有看到这样的一种惩罚发生
，the law still allows for spirits of death to enter that person.
是，其实是。这样的这个律法呢，它其实是让这样死亡还是会临到我们的生命里。
So you'll find in every example where people, where the sin mentioned in the Bible had a death penalty.
那我们才回到圣经里头去看说，只要有人犯这样的罪，就会有死亡的这种惩罚和管教。
There is a dramatic spiritual impact on the person who commits that sin.
那对于这样的人，他只要犯了这种淫行，在属灵的部分会有深受影响破坏。
So just some of those sins that you might begin to think of right now.
那比方说，你现在可能就可以开始去思想你所犯可能犯过的罪。
Fornication，
比方说是婚前的性行为。
Sexual sin outside marriage，
还有这个婚外的性行为。
Pornography，
还有色情片。
Usually a fantasizing over images of women together with masturbation，
或者是对女人产生的这种幻想，然后自慰。
Homosexual and lesbian relationships，
或者是这种同性恋的犯着淫行。
Rape。
还有这种这个性侵，还有这种乱伦。
Sexual relationships with animals。
那跟动物之间发生的性交。
Perverse sexual activities。
还有这种扭曲性的这种性的行为。
Which includes violence and all kinds of unclean things。
那这个包括的就很多在这种性行为里头这种暴力的行为等等。
Molesting or raping someone。
或者是呢，去侵犯另外一个人
，child abuse，
或者是这侵犯儿童
，sodomy，
那或者是就是在这种性的这个部分的这种乱行，还有这种淫行，淫乱
，prostitution，
这个卖淫或者淫行，这个跟妓女的关系
，no end to these things，
很多很多。
But Jesus came to set us free，
但是耶稣来是要释放我们。
You were made for something better than that。
神造你是要让你得到更好的东西。
You're made in the image of God.
你是照神的形象样式造的。
You're made for relationship with God.
你受造是要和神有关系。
Made to enjoy intimacy and His love coming into your life.
你受造是要和要享受神的爱。
You're made to live free of this contamination of sexual sin.
你受造是要完全的脱离，不受这种淫行、这种污染影响。
Yet so many don't live that life.
但是很多人没有办法活出这种生命。
So Jesus invites us to be free of it.
但是耶稣邀请我们要完全的得自由。
One of the big issues today is pornography.
那在今天这个世界呢，特别严重的问题就是色情。
It is very accessible and very addictive.
尤其现在是越来越容易就去得到这种，就是进入到这种色情的部分。
Pornography is connected to spirits of idolatry.
色情它影响的有拜偶像。
Spirit of adultery.
还有这个淫乱的罪，淫乱的灵，还有这种扭曲的这种败坏的灵
，and spirits of prostitution，
还有这个卖淫的淫这个妓女的这个部分的灵。
The multitude of people involved in the pornographic industry，
那今天呢，就有很多的人投入在这色情的产业里
，have themselves been sexually abused and exploited。
那往往这些人是他们本身呢是在性的部分被人家侵犯，被人家伤害。
And what is created is an illusion。
那所以他们产生了这样的一种这样的一种错误的这种概念。
It's attractive for people who are rejected or in pain.
那往往这种人他们自己是在活在痛苦里头。
And want control or power.
那或者是他活在某种权势的这种控制底下。
Or who have hatred in their heart towards women.
或者是他们本身呢对异性对女人产生一种很深的仇恨。
Pornography will alter your brain chemistry.
那色情它会其实来改变你的这个大脑里面的化学反应。
So even if you're set free of the spirits,
所以即便你的灵里头已经得到自由
，your brain needs to be reprogrammed by meditation and the Word of God and rejecting unclean thoughts daily.
可是你的大脑要不断的来接受神话语的影响，才能够整个去重新的，好像洗脑一样，才能够改变你整个大脑里面的化学反应。
Pornography becomes extremely addictive.
色情它很容易的就让一个人成为极端的上瘾。
Soul ties are formed to the websites and also to the images that are seen.
那不管是对一些网站呢，或者是对他们所幻想出来的这些的东西， 会好像产生混结。
I prayed for one young person.
我曾经为一个年轻人祷告。
Had one exposure to pornography and immediately were addicted.
他就只是一次呢，他让自己去让自己就是曾经有一次跟着色情产生关系，马上就被掳掠了。
So how can we break free?
那我们要怎么样的得自由
？Well, it starts with a decision.
首先要从你的决定开始。
The first is a decision, I want to be free.
第一个是你要决定我要得自由。
And it can be a journey and a process.
那这一个接下来它带来它可能是一个过程。
For two reasons.
那这是有两个原因。
One, we daily experience temptation and pressure in this area.
那是因为你会发现你每一天都在这个部分不断地受到压力和引诱。
And two, old habits take time to change.
第二是因为一个旧的习惯是需要时间才能够完全断除。
Objectifying people, making them to be objects.
那比方说呢，我们会面临到面对到的一些人。
Rather than real people of value.
那我们没有办法看到那个人真正的价值。
Distorts how women look at men and men look at women.
还有就是我们对异性的那样的一些的想法已经都受到扭曲。
What are some of the steps to freedom?
那我们要怎么样的得到自由呢？还有几个步骤。
Well, we need the power of God to come into our life.
第一个，我们一定需要神的大能到我们的生命里。
We need a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们需要和耶稣建立关系。
If we've sinned in the sexual area,
如果我们在这个性的部分犯过罪
，we need to confess and repent of our sin.
我们一定要坦诚我们的罪，要悔改。
God has given us this promise.
那神已经给我们应许。
1 John 1:9.
这是约翰一书第一章九节。
If we confess our sin,
如果我们来承认我们的罪
，then He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He will cleanse us.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪。
So God has power to cleanse you.
所以神有这样的能力，能够洁净我们。然后，而且能够赦免你的罪。
When God forgives the sin,
当神赦免你的罪
，you have right to access His presence again.
你就重新的得到这样的权利，进入他同在。
As if it never happened.
就好像从来没有发生这些罪一样。
When God cleanses us,
当神他洁净我们的罪
，we feel free from the defiling influences.
我们也会发现到自己好像完全脱离了那一种污秽的罪的瑕疵。
So we need to be forgiven and cleansed.
所以我们第一个要先被神赦免，然后被洁净。
We need to renounce the soul.Soul ties and attachments that have been formed.
那接下来我们必须要弃绝跟这些东西所产生的混结。
To speak words to cancel those attachments.
透过我们说出来，才能够完全的拒绝。
Attachments to sexual relationships.
比方说这个性方面的关系要弃绝。
Attachments to pornography.
对色情之间的关系混结。
Attachments to things where our soul is attracted to things that are evil.
还有要弃绝掉我们的魂的部分对任何这一方面所产生的这样的连结或者是容易被诱惑的地方。
If we've formed walls in our heart,
如果我们的心里头有一些的伤害
inner vows or judgments, we need to renounce those things.
或者是比方说我们产生的内在誓言等等这一些我们都必须要弃绝。
And release forgiveness to those who've hurt us.
然后要去饶恕那一些伤害过我们的人。
Confess sin,
第一要认罪
，renounce the bondages。
第二弃绝这样的瑕疵
，release forgiveness。
第三要来饶恕人
，and receive forgiveness for ourselves。
第四，我们自己要领受这样的饶恕。
And if we wish to stay free，
如果我们希望能够持续的保持这样的自由
，there's a need to go through our life。
那这是也知道我们的生命需要在这个部分不断的去做到。
Cleanse your home of any pornography。
那你首先要洁净你的家里头任何色情的东西。
Get rid of any books or materials that are temptation for you。
任何会诱惑你再次犯罪的任何书籍和东西。
Old photos that are a reminder of previous relationships。
或者是有一些的照片，旧的照片会让你不断想起之前的关系的。
Something is drawing you back to sin。
只要有任何的东西物品会让你再回去。
Cut it off in your life。
那你就要完全的弃。
It may mean you have to change or let go some relationships.
那这个有可能代表说你也必须要断除一些的关系。
Because they keep drawing you to sin.
因为这些关系有可能会让你再回头去犯罪。
It may mean God calls you to go put something right with someone.
那有可能代表说你要和某些人要去恢复关系。
Because you have exploited them terribly in sexual relationships.
那是因为应该是说要跟某些人和好，因为你可能在那样的关系里头。曾经在罪里头，不管是加害者或是受害者。
But one of the things that it does require,
那但是你必须要做到的
If you want to walk free,
就是如果你要持续的保持自由
You need to daily be filled with the Holy Spirit,
你就必须每一天被圣灵充满
And make a decision to guard your mind,
然后决定就是说你要保守你的心思意念
And reject unclean thoughts as they come,
然后决定要随时的来拒绝这些可能会进来影响你的这些的思想意念
And constantly ask for God's grace,
然后不断的求神的恩典
to keep you clean.
来保守你能够不断的是圣洁的。
Now, each of you who are watching here today,
那今天每一个收看节目的
you know the areas where you have been vulnerable,
那如果你知道你在这个部分特别的脆弱
and we would love to pray for you where you're sitting,
那我们现在就要为你来祷告
that the power of God would come to you,
让神的大能临到你
and would set you free,
而且让你得自由
free of the defilement of sexual sin,
就是完全脱离这种淫行和污染污秽的罪
free of unclean spirits,
完全脱离这种污秽的灵
Free of tormenting soul ties,
完全脱离这个魂结带来的折磨。
So I want to lead you in a prayer.
所以现在要带你做一个祷告。
And then pray for you.
然后为你祷告。
First, I lead you in a prayer.
首先先带你做一个祷告。
To receive Christ.
一起来接受耶稣基督。
That's the start of being set free.
那个是得自由的第一步。
Then we'll lead you in a prayer.
然后我们会带领你做一个祷告。
To renounce the ungodly attachment sexually.
一起来这个弃绝所有这一切淫行方面所带来不敬虔的灵。
And ask the Lord to set you free.
然后来求主完全释放你。
So why don't you close your eyes wherever you are now.
现在不管你在哪里，请闭上眼睛。
The presence and power of God are with you to help you right now.
现在神他的灵他的大能就与与你同在，要帮助你。
You know what sins you've committed?
不管你过去犯过什么罪。
These are the things you bring to the Lord.
那这些你都要带到神的面前。
So follow us in this prayer.
所以请你跟着我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
你说在天上的父，我奉耶稣的名到你的面前。
Thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你派耶稣。
To die on the cross for all of my sins.
为我所有的罪死在十字架上。
And to rise again from the dead.
然后从死里复活。
Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior.
主耶稣，我要接受你成为我的救主。
I receive your Spirit into my heart and life.
也接受你的生命和你的灵到我生命里。
And I give you my life today.
现在我要把我的生命交给你。
Before heaven and earth, I declare.
在天地的面前，我宣告。
Jesus Christ is my Savior and Lord.
耶稣基督是我的救主和主人。
I renounce now.
我现在要弃绝。
All sexual sin.
所有一切淫行
all ungodly sexual soul ties,
所有一切不敬虔的这个魂结
to people, images, memories,
不管是在记忆上面跟物体或者是和人之间的魂结
I renounce and cancel them now.
我现在要完完全全的取消和弃绝
I turn to you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊完全转向你归向你
I ask you to forgive my sexual sin.
求你赦免我一切的淫行
and to make me clean.
然后求你来洁净我。
I release forgiveness.
我愿意来饶恕。
To every person who's hurt me in this area.
在这一方面，凡是伤害过我的人。
And I claim freedom now.
而且我现在要宣告我的自由。
From all unclean spirits.
要脱离所有这一切污秽的邪灵。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我要奉耶稣基督的名。
I break ungodly sexual soul ties.
我要断开所有一切这个不敬虔的邪灵。
I speak into your soul and spirit.
我要对你的灵魂体说话。
I break ungodly sexual soul ties.
我要断开所有一切这个淫行的魂结。
Born with images of people.
不管是和人和物体所产生的魂结
kind of tie,
所有一切不敬虔的这些的魂结我现在要断开这一切的魂结
spirits,
我要命令这个污秽的邪灵
and lust,
这种污秽的欲念邪念
spirits,
还有一切的折磨的污秽的邪灵
now,
我现在命令你们要完全出去
now,
你要完全离开这些人
Lord, I ask that you would restore and heal this person's spirit,
主我求你来恢复这个人的灵魂体。
Lord, remove every defilement that's come into their life.
从他们的身上离这个是斥责所有一切的污秽要离开他们。
Restore their soul today.
来完全恢复他们的魂。
And bring peace in their heart and soul.
而且把这个平安赐给他们的心，还有他们的魂。奉耶稣的名。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你们。